Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to talk about a bunch of liars. We have a survey in front of us.
Yeah.
If I were to ask you how many minutes you are willing to wait for food at a restaurant before you get annoyed, how many minutes do you say the average American would be willing to wait?
Less than 10.
Okay, Kimmy, would you like to take a shot how many minutes it takes before the average American is annoyed waiting for food at a restaurant?
25 minutes, okay. Just 25. Under a half hour.
Okay, so we're saying sit down. Would you like to change?
Oh, no, I stick with mine. Okay.
Because you're not going to get up and walk after 20 minutes.
No, but that's not the question. When do I start getting annoyed?
Okay.
Kimmy wins The Price is Right without going over. 29 minutes.
Oh, they are so full.
I was thinking
30
just,
minutes.
Because if it's 30 minutes, now you have like a marker in your head. Like, okay, this is we're getting into territory where is there something wrong with my order? Like, and then you start to look around the table and think who to blame, like whose order is taking
But
the
you've
longest.
Also had that parade of delicious food going past you.
Yes,
non-stop.
That too.
Which means it's going to lower that time.
So they say 29 minutes from seating to food on the plate. And they break it down even further. Mm. And this is the funniest part. The average American said they would be fine waiting 13 minutes for their waiter to arrive to take their order.
Oh, what are you, in Europe? Where they throw the menu at you?
Okay, is that what they do in Europe? They throw menus
at you?
They
throw everything at the Americans.
They then say from that point on, you are okay waiting at least maximum 17 minutes for your food to arrive from being ordered. And that gets you your 29
minutes. So I'm going to sit down at a table, and nobody's going to interact with me basically for 13 minutes.
Yes, and people
like
will be
not
okay
come
with
up and go, water, drinks, what?
I mean,
nothing.
It does say take your order, so I guess.
Because usually once they come up,
they'll
take your order.
At least say hi, or I'll get to you.
Because the first thing you're going to do is get water unless you want something from the bar.
Sure. So you're saying you agree with me, everyone's full of crap here.
I would be pissed off. If I'm going to wait 13 effing minutes before I get a drink.
He would be so mad, he would think about maybe possibly saying something sometime in the future if he had ever gone back.
I would be annoyed.
You are. You wouldn't do nothing.
No, but that's not your question.
He was a bitch.
Yeah. You saying, when am I annoyed?
Yeah, but you're annoyed the second you
I'm
walk
annoyed
into
right
the
now.
Place.
I don't like this live barn anymore.
So here's the funniest part of this story. You ready? So at a sit-down restaurant, the average American says they are willing to wait 29 minutes for their food.
Mm.
That being said, that 29 minutes before you're annoyed for your food also counts for delivery.
Delivery?
Yes. So whether they are walking the food from the kitchen to the table or driving it from across town, we have a maximum wait
That's
of 29
weird.
Minutes before we get annoyed.
I always thought when you do delivery, you have to give yourself at least an hour. And that's why I don't do delivery. It's not because of the extra cost for delivery. It's like, I just want my food now.
Well, like pizza, 30 to 45 minutes is usually the time. But if you do DoorDash or Uber Eats or something, you're right. You're waiting minimum an hour. You're waiting an hour.
And that makes sense.
Sure. I mean, it's
understandable. That's an understandable delay.
Absolutely. I know we don't have, but I would love to have, what the fast food number is.
Oh, it's got to be minuscule. Yeah.
Right? Because, like, I'm trying to think.
Because you're supposed to be fast with the food.
Well, we talked the other day. Remember, there was that story in Webster of that couple that were so upset they got their sauces forgotten that they got out of the car and started allegedly assaulting the staff. Turns out that both of them were drunk, according to police, and there was a kid in the car. Really great situation. Yeah. Really great situation. But I don't think we understand how quickly that food comes out when you're waiting in line at McDonald's or Wendy's.
It's immediate.
Because if you told somebody, hey, I'll get you food in 5 minutes, you'd be like, that sounds really great.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's 90 seconds and you don't have that cheeseburger and fries yet, you're like, what the hell's going on?
Especially if you're seeing other orders go out before you and you know they ordered after you.
Yeah, we have no semblance of time when we're waiting for that hot food coming through.
Because when you say like fast food, generally speaking, I'm going to be going in my, I mean, I'm in my car, but in physical store.
You keep saying that. Way more people than you think sit down inside
really?
Fast
Where
food.
Are they? I don't see them. I see
inside
a line
the restaurants?
Out there.
Inside the restaurants.
They're all sitting around a McDonald's.
Hello. How many times do we have to
lingering
have this
over my fries.
I love sitting.
You're either an eat-in store fast food person, or you never do it and you take it to
Why
go
Why would I go
eat.
In there?
Oh, like my husband's a big eat-in McDonald's guy.
You're
it's
weird.
Really annoying.
You were taking it home because it's cold by the time I get
in
the front
in car.
I eat in a car. I eat in a car. My fried fennel that I get. Very delicious. You're doing me, doing you, doing me.
Yeah. Yeah, I get what's
Preception?
I know what's going on here.
right. So I guess the moral of the story is, one, don't be a liar.
Hurry up.
Because you lied. Yes. Two, be more patient. These people are
hard.
They're handling your food, bro. Yeah,
I will say this. If the place is slammed and everybody's hustling, it may take your down a notch. But if it's kind of slow in there and they drag
it, sometimes when it does take the longest because maybe they're short staffed or something.
Or if you're up talking to the bartender about what you're doing that night, or where you're going to go score your weed after work,
score your weed.
Who nailed who last night after the shift? Come on, let's go.
All right.
Get the cocktails out.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.